I'm Niamh Cassidy, a former social care worker who, after having my own children, found a calling as a childbirth educator and lactation consultant. Back when I started this journey, I faced the same challenges many of you might be experiencing right now, struggling to get enough clients to make my business viable long term. I knew in my heart that I had the skills and knowledge to make a difference, but the thought of marketing and selling left me feeling a bit uneasy. I didn't want to compromise my authenticity and values just to attract clients. I invested in trainings and mentorships, and I tried various strategies that I learned, but it often felt like I couldn't implement a lot of it because what I was being taught didn't match my values as a birth and postpartum worker. That's when I decided to take matters into my own hand. I embarked on a mission to learn, to experiment, and to find ethical and authentic ways to share my expertise, support my clients, and build a sustainable practice. Today, I'm proud to say that I run a thriving private practice, and I'm here to share my insights with all of you to help you to do the same. Join me on this journey as I help you bridge the gap between your passion for supporting new parents and the success you deserve. Together, we'll discover the power of ethical, authentic, and effective approaches, not only to make a living, but also to make a positive impact in the world of birth and postnatal care. Let's get started on this empowering journey together. Well, hello and welcome back to the Pregnancy and Postnatal Entrepreneurs Collective podcast, your go-to resource for birth workers looking to grow their businesses. I'm your host, Niamh Cassidy, and today I want to talk to you about the world of blogging and how it's a relatively easy but really powerful way to grow your business. But first, just to explain where I've been, because there hasn't been a new episode in the podcast for a couple of weeks, but I have been working super hard on creating the most amazing free event for all of you. Seriously, the amount of work I've put into this, it should absolutely be a couple of hundred euro at least, but it's completely free. So I would love to invite you to the Birth Biz Breakthrough event, which has just gone live to register for. And if you're listening to this anytime before the 16th of April, 2024, there is still time to sign up. So you might want to just pause this recording right now, go into the show notes and click on the sign up link, and then come back to listen to the rest of the episode. This two-day live event is to take you from feeling lost and alone to total business success clarity. In the event, I will be teaching you my mindset and strategy system to help you finally get out of your own way and put your focus where it'll get you the results you have been looking for. But for now, let's get into our topic, which is a strategy one, and it is about the undeniable power of blogging. In an age where social media often takes the center stage and it's where most of us are putting most of our effort, it can be really easy to overlook the impact that blogging can have in your business. You might be thinking, do people really read long form content anymore? Do people have that level of attention span? But the data tells us, yes, they do. Did you know that websites with blogs receive a staggering 55% more traffic than those without? With all the hype around video content and social media, it is tempting to think the blogging is over, but your business strategy should definitely still involve blogging, because blogging is and will remain an essential way to reach your audience, your potential clients. Apart from my homepage, one of my blogs is consistently the most popular page on my website. I wrote it over 2 years ago and it still gets daily visitors. So it's still bringing people into my world every single day. And not only do websites with blogs get more visitors, it also adds more pages to your website, which looks good for Google. It keeps your website updated, which Google also loves. It increases your SEO, your search engine optimization. We do this through the actual content that we write in the blog, but we'll talk a little bit more about that in a while. And it increases the amount of time people spend on your website, which also helps with your rankings online. But it's not just about the numbers or statistics. A blog adds depth and substance to your online presence. It really helps you build trust with the people you want to serve. It helps you be seen as an expert in your field. I get more media contacts from people finding my blogs than I do for anything else. It helps you reach a wider market, and it has much more of a longer shelf life than any social media post. Your social media posts live for a couple of days at the most. But as I said about that one particular blog, I've been getting daily visitors for over 2 years just from writing that one piece of content. Now, if you're not used to writing long form content, then here's a few tips just to get you started. So you want to keep your blog to about 1,000 to 2,000 words. If you're writing about postpartum topics or topics that will be interesting to people who are already postpartum, then you might want to keep to the shorter end of that. And then for people who are pregnant or who are interested in postpartum topics while they're pregnant, you can keep it to the longer end of the 1,000 to 2,000 words. As you're formatting your writing, write in short paragraphs and make sure there's spaces between your paragraphs so that people who skim read can see that it's broken up. They can get to the end of one paragraph, then decide whether they want to go into the next one. For the same reason, you can use things like subheadings, bullet points, and numbered lists, because again, this just makes it easier to look at visually and easier to read for people who might be less inclined to read long form content. You can also use images to break it up, and that's going to help with multimodal learning as well. And you can use bold faces or capitalizing words throughout the content for where you want the reader to really pay attention. For your really important points, the ones where people are going to be really interested in as well. So if they skim read and they see that really interesting point, it gives them more of an inkling then to go back and read the whole lot. Then in relation to topics, when you're thinking about the topics, think about the things that you find yourself repeating all the time or teaching to almost every family you meet. What are those questions that you get all the time from the people you're serving? They're the types of topics that you want to be writing about in your blog, because if they're asking you, they're asking Google. So you want that when someone types in that question, that your blog comes up. I'd also suggest that even if you only serve postpartum families, it's really important to have some pregnancy related topics, because this is key to get people into your world before they need your services. So you want people to get to know you, get to trust you, get to like you before they're in that postpartum period. So when they need your lactation consultancy or your postpartum doula support, that they think of you straight away. But when you're writing as well, it's not just about the words on the page. It's about creating an experience for the readers. So imagine your ideal client is sitting directly across from you and they're looking for guidance. They're looking for support. So when you're writing, channel that same warmth and authenticity that you have in real life, and it'll help you create a really powerful connection that resonates with your audience. So try to write in a way that you speak, or in a way that your ideal client speaks, rather than really formally, because it really wants to resonate with how they're feeling at the time. But of course, the ultimate goal of the blog isn't just to inform. You want to give the information, you want to help the prospective clients feel good, but you also want to inspire action. Your blog post should include clear calls to action, prompting your readers to take the next step in their journey with you. So whether it's scheduling a discovery call, joining your email list, or booking in for one of your services, every blog post should guide your audience towards some sort of engagement with you, towards taking a next step into your world. So as you can see, blogging isn't just something for travel writers or influencers. It's a really great strategy for growing your birth business and making a meaningful impact in the lives of your clients and prospective clients, and for people who will never book with you, to be able to give that information out freely and willingly to people who might need it. If you'd like to ask any more about blogging, come and join us in the Facebook group. We will be covering more strategies about how to talk to your clients so that your clients listen in the Birth Biz Breakthrough event that is coming up. So if you're ready to get out of your own way and learn the mindset and strategies you need to be successful in this industry, then the Birth Biz breakthrough event is for you. It's on the 16th and 17th of April, and seriously, you do not want to miss this. You can claim your free seat via the link in the show notes, and I really, really, really can't wait to see so many of you there. It is going to be absolutely epic. So thanks for tuning in again to the Pregnancy and Postnatal Entrepreneurs Collective podcast. I'm sorry I've been missing for a couple of weeks, but it was with good intent in getting all of this done for you. And remember, always, your work is valuable, and together we're transforming the world, one birth, one family at a time. So until next time, keep growing that business and shining your amazing light into the world. And I'll talk to you soon. If you enjoyed or benefited from today's podcast, please leave a review on your favorite listening platform. And if you need help in standing out as a birth or postpartum worker, download our free guide, 10 Steps to Stand Out and Get More Bookings. The link is in the show notes.